What about Breakfast at Fishin'y? She said, I think I remember that film. And as I recall, I said, well, kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's one thing we got. Here we go. TGIF. Thank God it's fish. It's Friday morning, 7:20. Breakfast at Fishin'y's, and we bring you our Cowboys top 10 predictions and why. We don't just pull it out of our purse and throw it up against the wall to see if it sticks. We get fact-based opinions. I'm interested in your predictions as well. We will review all comments. So bring it. Get in, get on, be good. Bring something of intellect to the table. I appreciate your straight dope, no bullshit. I also very much appreciate BetUS. BetUS helps us muscle up what we do here. We have spent a lot of time this week kind of reviewing, in large part, what are the things that happened in Pittsburgh that apply here. If you took that thing and the Pittsburgh thing and didn't use it as a stepping stone emotionally and strategically, then, I mean, you'll take the win in the standings, but it's full use now. Let's milk it. Let's use every part of the Buffalo here. And let's take some of that Pittsburgh power and see how it applies here. Pittsburgh macho. Let's do Texas macho here this week, shall we? So let's walk through the 10 items. And again, your contributions are welcome as always. We also invite you to hang out at cowboyscountry.com where we make a great deal of magic happen. So item one, high scoring, right? Track meet. Given all the weaponry here, especially Detroit's to some degree, listen, Pittsburgh, George Pickens is the one consistently explosive guy that they have. Over here, Detroit's got, I'm not saying, well, they might have two George Pickenses, and they have two running backs, well, one running back in Gibbs that's much more explosive than anything that Pittsburgh has, and a tight end that's much more explosive than anything Pittsburgh has. So track meet, first guy to 30. Item two, you know about Tank on IR. You know about Nealon unavailable. Michael Parsons is not going to go. It would be a roll out of bed Sunday miracle. But you do have back Bland, and I think he's close to full. Carson, full. And then Diggs, who had the ankle thing on Thursday, ankle and an illness. We will monitor that today now, but that should be fine. You're going to need them all, not to mention feisty Detroit native Jordan Lewis to get in people's face and say naughty things and maybe get a Goff takeaway or a Goff deflection as he, or a Lions quarterback takeaway or deflection as the Detroit native so often does. Item three, two-headed monster with what they do at running back there. Montgomery, He puts up numbers. If you're a fantasy guy, you know this. David Montgomery, who's that? What about that Gibbs? But David Montgomery gets his fantasy numbers. And one of the reasons why is when they get inside the five, they give it to him. In fact, he is the number four ball carrier in the NFL. David Montgomery is the number four ball carrier in the entire NFL when it comes to inside the five. And by the way, the Lions have played one fewer game than everybody else. They're 3-1. That's substantial. But then there's Gibbs, Alabama guy, right? And he's the splash play guy. He, in week one and two, demonstrated all the things he can do as a receiver out of the backfield. In weeks three and four, he got zero passing game targets. And the word in Detroit is they took in Ben Johnson and gave him a talking to. What are we doing? We got a guy. It just so happens, unfortunately, guess which defense in the league is bottom six when it comes to giving receiving yards to enemy running backs. Yeah. So Gibbs versus this defense, Gibbs in the air versus this defense is on paper a bad Dallas matchup. Item four, St. Brown, we know all about him. Saw him last year here. Six catches, 101 total yards from scrimmage. Got the touchdown when these teams met last December in that controversial game in which, not the referees screwed it up, but in which old friend Dan Campbell screwed it up. Item five, Dak Prescott is going to demolish his mansion or the Lions defense. Confidence is such a thing. Psychology is such a big thing to me. We talk about it a lot here. I know Dak Prescott puts a lot of faith in the same thing. Muscle memory. This locker room now, offensively, they have convinced themselves / reminded themselves, we are a really good two-minute offense. We are clutch. We can pull out stats that show they are. We can pull out stats that argue against it. But Dak Prescott, I think in his head now, is back to thinking, I can demolish that defense with the same grand authority that I demolish million-dollar homes, $3 million homes. Thanks again to BetUS. Note, BetUS asks you to head on over. BetUS.com, use the promo code YouTube150, YouTube150 for a nice 150% deposit bonus up to $2,000. The promotion is 140% bonus on the first deposit, 125% in the second and third. So go on over to BetUS.com and let's add a little spice to your football life. Item, as we walk you through breakfast at Fishinies, our top 10, getting you ready for the game, including my prediction, and I want to hear yours. I also want you to hit the like button that beats the algorithms and tells YouTube the kind of cowboy programming you like. And would you please subscribe to what we do here? I work my fishtail off for you. The least you can do is subscribe and read cowboyscountry.com. Item six, the separation between Rico Dowdle and Ezekiel Elliott is clear. I assume even if a dope like me can see it, I'm quite sure Zeke can see it. Outsnapped him last week, 38-23. Outtouched him, 22-6. So a lot of you last night were saying, why don't we use Zeke? Well, I mean, you had 23 snaps. But based on Pittsburgh, how do you tell Rico, go sit down? It's the other guy's turn. Why would you? Detroit can shut down the run. They are allowing 3.6 yards per carry and about 82 yards per game rushing. But here's the thing. And Zeke had his meeting with the coaches, and it's all going to work itself out as long as Rico is the head of the committee or maybe even the head and no committee at all. And here's a spot for Hunter, and here's a spot for Zeke, and whatever. They allow a lowly 82 yards a game. If the Cowboys do all the other things they want to do on offense and think they can do, you tell me. You take 80 yards, 82 yards rushing would not feel bad from a Cowboys perspective. That would feel like, hey, we're on a roll. Item seven. This is weird if you think about it. CeeDee Lamb, the money, the publicity, the headlines, the talk, the press conferences, the he didn't have a 100-yard game yet, right? Diddly diddly dink. He doesn't? No, he doesn't, Fish. The Lions, you put a quality receiver in the slot, and he beats the Lions. Chris Godwin, 7 catches, 117 yards, touchdown. Cooper Kupp, 14 catches, 110 yards, and a touchdown. Tyler Johnson, 5 for 79. Jackson, 8 for... You put CeeDee Lamb in the slot against that team, and recent history says he gets 100 yards. Got to make sure he gets 7 catches or 14 catches. 14 catches, doing a Cooper Kupp day would be nice. 14 catches, 110 yards, and a touchdown would be a good slot day. Chris Godwin, good slot day. 7, 117, and a touchdown. Speaking of wide receivers, item 8. Tolbert, quietly, after committing testicular homicide almost the other day, He's got 80 yards receiving in two of his last four games. Does that make you a number two wide receiver? We'll find out more as Brandon Cooks, of course, unavailable on Sunday. He's on IR. Jake Ferguson, and we've talked about Jake Ferguson. He's the number two receiver here, isn't he? Even when Brandon Cooks was available. Jake Ferguson, six catches in three straight games. He put me down for Jake Ferguson to get six catches in this game, just because he does. Oh, and by the way, the Cowboys rank number two in the league in pass attempts. Almost 200 pass attempts. And I ask you, is that playing to your strength? Or is that admitting a weakness? Item nine, gamblers beware. And thanks to BetUS for helping us do it right. The Lions at Detroit have lost five straight games. Now it's different team here and different team there, but that's a thing. And the Cowboys themselves need to know it's a thing. Remember the 16 straight wins at home? Beating Detroit was in there. So they can have their attempt at Dan's revenge. That goes away as soon as the ball is kicked off. That's for Thursday and Friday, and it doesn't do much Sunday at 3:30. But they can have their emotional revenge, but the Cowboys have history on their side. And Big Mike, don't be shocked if he makes sure that they use that. And finally, item 10, score prediction. Said a couple weeks ago that it's just hard to pick the Cowboys, especially, you know, on the road against a good team and weather and all that kind of stuff. Hard to pick Cowboys. So I didn't pick them. I thought against Pittsburgh, I had them down to lose 18-17. And my deal was, prove it. And then Cowboy fans will start not only rooting for you, as you already do, Cowboy fans will start having faith. Prove it. Well, now they're 3-2. 3-2 in this NFL is good. So they did prove it. They have earned trust. They're 3-point underdogs at home against a team they always beat. That's a beard scratcher. First team to 30. Cowboys, 30. Lions, 28. And you're going to vault to 4-2 with a victory here. By the way, I will be at AT&T Stadium all day Sunday, of course. So we'll do the unofficial fan pregame show here. And we'll hang around with you at CowboysCountry.com as well. Thank you for being a part of the Fish family. Thank you, BetUS. And thank you for going to CowboysCountry.com right now. Fish out.